Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
With much debate about the cost of food and groceries and questions about supermarket profits, would you be willing to spend a little more to buy fresh produce directly from local producers in your community? Well, for some, it's a simple answer of quality over cost. But how feasible is it for hard-pressed consumers, and how readily available are supermarket alternatives? Well, our reporter John Cook has been finding out, starting with one dairy farmer who's selling his fresh milk direct to the public through a new automated vending machine. Tell us more, John.
Yes, Claire. John and Jackie Vaughan milk around 50 Frisian cows daily on their dairy farm at Muhanna, Milltown, Malbay in County Clare. And most of the milk goes to the Kerry Group for processing. It cost them around 38 cent per litre to produce milk last month, they told me, and they got 42 cent in return per litre from Kerry. But John doesn't blame the milk co-ops. He says their prices are dictated by the price of milk, cheese and butter on the stock exchange. And with big supermarkets lowering milk prices as a loss leader, Jackie, who's originally from Germany, got down to work on new ideas for making a better living on their farm. Hence the purchase of a number of automated milk vending machines, milk robots, if you like, Claire, or Banyabots, as is their official trademark name. They also got a pasteurising facility on their farm, and a €320,000 investment is what's involved here, with 50% support from Leader funding, allowing them to sell their Muhanna milk, as it's called, to the public in convenient locations beside local shops and other amenities. Now, the Vaughans tell me machines like this are becoming common across Europe and the UK, while they are also in use on a small number of farms selling direct to the public across Ireland. One of them contacted me this morning, indeed, when they heard about this report coming up, Moo Cow Fresh Milk in Laois. But these public vending machine kiosks that John and Jackie have installed so far in Milltown, Malbay, and in the village of Ina in County Clare, along the busy N85 road to Lahinch, are among the first of their kind. Inside the kiosk are two Banyabot machines, a vending machine selling reusable glass milk bottles, and a recorded audio-visual instruction guide on how it all works. But for my turn, John the farmer was there himself to take me through the process.
So you walk in, you can buy your bottle, your litre bottle or a half litre bottle. That bottle, once you buy it, is yours forevermore.
It's nice to see the traditional milk bottles as well. I don't know if that is a novelty value for some people, but glass bottles here ready to dispense.
The thing about it is our bottles are reusable. Since we opened last December, we reckon we have about 25,000 bottles saved from landfill, which is a substantial amount for a very, very small business in Northwest Clare.
That's good to hear in itself. Now, so what happens? I tap my credit card here.
You tap your credit card here. It asks you for a code. You press 2-2 for the litre bottle.
So all cashless payments here, so...
No cash in this business.
That means you're open 24 hours a day, you're telling me as well. People just walk in, help themselves. They don't need to see you.
24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
We'll grab the bottle. So there we are. Moving a milk. Wholeness in your day. This is a 1 litre bottle, so we'll open it up and tell me what's next.
So now you come over to the milk vending machine. You just press the 1 litre of milk there. It flashes. You present your card. Put in your bottle. Hold it like a pint glass at the pub. So you hold your pint glass under the spout and you just press start. And there is the milk flowing. Just like it does from the cow. So there now you have 1 litre of milk, milked this morning, pasteurised this morning, delivered to the vending machines this morning, and fresh to drink. This milk is good in your fridge for 5 days if you hold it at below 4 degrees Celsius.
We put the lid on it.
So the big difference in this milk and the milk that you get in the shop is this is pasteurised, not homogenised. So in the morning, when you go to the fridge to take out this bottle of milk, there'll be an inch of cream on the top of it. So you need to shake it to get that cream back into the milk again.
How much does it cost? That's what people will wonder, this litre of milk. Because everybody's wondering that these days.
It's all down to cost. It's €1.70 as we're charging for that milk. At that, we're making a small margin. We're not out to become millionaires. The normal we just want to be a sustainable business for a small farm.
Sounds reasonable enough there from John Vaughan of Muhanna Milk. And it sounds lovely and creamy. How does it taste, John?
really good, Claire. It's around 4% fat or whole milk that's been pasteurised, as you heard, but not homogenised. So it's a little richer and creamier than you might be used to. There's also flavoured milks that my kids have been enjoying trying out. And I was really impressed, as I think John and Jackie were, to see how many customers pulled in from the busy road with their clean bottles ready to refill and others trying it out for the first time. Johnny O'Loughlin from Aina told me he picks up around 2 litres each day and wouldn't drink anything else anymore.
The milk is a lot better. There's more cream in it. Tastes lovely. Not nicer than the Arnie shop milk.
It makes a big change from going to the supermarket or the shops. You don't do that anymore, is what you're saying for this, Johnny.
I don't buy milk in the shop anymore. No. And I buy this all the time.
No, you're full up there.
Full up now.
Are you a regular customer here yourself?
I started about 3 weeks ago. It's just so lovely to get the fresh stuff and to know where it comes from. And it's really popular every time I drive by. Loads of people here.
Do you think about costs? Because everyone's on about the cost of their groceries and bread and milk now. You will have to pay a bit more for this product.
Not for something like this, no, I wouldn't. Other things, yes, but no, I think it's really good to know that it comes direct from the farm. It's local, you know, and it's just such a great idea.
What about yourself? You will pay 170 a litre for this. You'll pay more for this milk.
I will indeed, yeah. I just think it's healthier for you. It's better for the environment, and that's what we're doing, supporting local.
You know where the profit is going.
Exactly, yeah. Uh-huh. All back into the local community.
In the morning when we milk the cows, the milk is coming in here. I'm delighted to be sending it out to people that actually enjoy our product. There's respect for the product, and it gives me an awful sense of achievement that we're doing something right when you're getting that respect.
You sell, I'm noticing, milkshakes, fruit-flavoured milks, chocolate milk, banana milk here. Is it for kids? Is it for who?
You would think it would be for the kids. The chocolate, the banana, the strawberry. We have 6 different flavours. But what you get is a lot of the sports people coming in here. Lads that are out training for hurling in the night here in Aina or in Milltown as the footballers come in. They're going straight for their 1 litre of chocolate milk for rehydration. It's supposed to be the best rehydration drink out there.
And so. Johnny was telling me that a lot of the lads from the pub next door come in after closing time as well. Is that for rehydration too?
Maybe it's for the cure in the morning. I don't know which.
Does it work, Johnny?
It does, yeah.
Well, now that milk does all sorts of great things, that Muhana milk. You investigated this further though, John, at the local farmer's market.
Yes, Claire. I figured if you can support local farmers directly by buying milk in convenient locations, well, what else can you buy this way? And of course, many listeners will be familiar with some of the great farmers markets we have right across the country. The Ennis Farmers Market that I visited is at the Rosslevin Shopping Centre every Friday morning, where the sun was shining on stalls selling everything from fresh bread and free-range eggs to organic meat, vegetables and cheese. And I stopped for a chat first with Conor Cagney at his Real Meat Cooperative stall. He raises Dexter cattle on his farm near Charleville in County Cork, and his main outlet for selling are the Herbert Park Market in Dublin each Sunday and the market in Ennis on Friday, where I met him and he showed me some of what he had for sale.
Well, we'll sell individual steaks and stewing and mince. The regular, the more commodity pieces like mince and stewing that sell mostly. We also do steaks and joints.
What about price, Connor? How much would I pay for this?
Well, it isn't your bargain basement meat, but it doesn't taste like it either. You'd be paying for a strip loin steak in the region of 7 or 8 euro, and for a half a kilo of mince, about 8 euro. Mm-hmm. You know, it's lovely meat, and it's quite unique, and you're helping to maintain a sustainable production system. You know, come and try it.
It's Gerard Wren, Aina Free Range Farm. We're based in Aina, County Clare. So we do all our own free range pork products, rashers, sausages, pork. I suppose the way it should be, slow grown, reared outside in fields. Completely different product to you get in any supermarket.
You've got various other things for sale today, from eggs to jam, and I'm going to buy these black pudding sausages off you. They're 6 euro, say, for this pack of sausages. About 10 in the pack, is it?
Yeah, give or take around that. It's all done on weight. Okay, our sausages are far more expensive than maybe in the shop, but you know, you're talking 84-85% pork in them is the first thing. Again, handmade and with high welfare pork reared outside in fields and things like that.
And when everyone's talking about their costs and their bills right now, do you think they can afford to shop places like this?
It can be done, of course. Like, I think if you plan out your meals and things like that, yes, buy better quality and, you know, eat less of it. Like, you have a pack of sausages there, you can get a breakfast and a dinner out of it, no problem, maybe even more. You know, you can get good value in these kind of places. You get very healthy food, no sprays, all organic. And I think it's just how you plan it out and how you use it after that is key.
That's it.
Kian, tell me what you're buying at the market today.
I am buying mince and heart and liver.
Why do you buy here?
Because I like to buy directly from the farmer. The only time I tend to go to the supermarket is if I'm buying dog food.
So you're coming here for quality, but is it more expensive? And will you spend a lot of money here today?
Well, I suppose it depends what you're comparing to. Like, I mean, I'm less likely to go to a GP and get sick because of buying healthy food. So the cost I'd pay for a GP would probably outweigh the cost of buying quality foods.
Is this a luxury to be able to shop this way?
Yeah, privilege, I'd say, to an extent, yeah. But I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to buy quality food and not be in a situation where I can't buy it. I can understand where people are coming from, but at the end of the day, I would much prefer to prioritise health over cost.
That's Cian doing his shopping at the Ennis Farmers Market, John. Were many other customers following suit?
Well, there was a good crowd, Claire, and when the sun shines, there's a lovely atmosphere, as people will know at any of these markets, with people hanging around, enjoying coffee and treats, admiring plants and flowers and chatting and hanging out, socialising. There was a steady trade at all of the counters I visited. Fergal Smith was at his Moyhill Farm stall selling green vegetables like broccoli and kale, salad leaves and potatoes. And he also provides deliveries of fresh organic vegetable boxes to his regular customers. But he told me producers like him have a very small pool of customers because most opt for low cost and convenience at supermarkets. One of his regulars, Margaret, was looking for free range eggs from Fergal when I asked her how she feels about the cost of buying her food there.
It's worth it. Yeah, it's not an issue for me.
What about the 6 eggs? How much would that cost?
€4. €4. Mm-hmm.
It's more than just coming to buy groceries. It's a social occasion. You meet lots of people, you have coffee, you chat. It's out under the trees. It's lovely, sunny morning. So what's not to like?
I'm picking kale and rocket.
Grown on your farm, Fergal?
Yeah, that's grown out in West Clare.
It's just the best. It tastes amazing. It's such a huge difference when you buy from like supermarkets and you buy from here. It's
what about the cost of food right now? A lot of people are worried about that. Is that a factor for you?
I prefer to spend more and have like the best quality because this affects my health and my kids' health. So in the like future, we won't be spending money for doctors and, you know, this kind of stuff. So this is important.
Do you like supporting a local producer like Fergal as opposed to a big supermarket then?
Of course, yeah, because I know that this is hard work. I live here, so that's why I come here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, generally the people who shop here, like, they're looking for quality, like, mm-hmm. So the money isn't, it's irrelevant. You know, talk about health is your wealth, you know, people, they want good food.
But is that a luxury, Fergal? Because you can't say money's irrelevant right now. People are struggling, lots of high bills.
I can't stomach that. When you see the 223 cars and people going off on holidays and the new phone, it's like you put your money where it counts and where it matters to you. You know, what's important? Air, water, food. After that, it's down the list, like.
Uh-huh. Do you think more people might think more about where they buy or where the money's going with all this cost of living debate and the price of groceries?
Oh, it's hard, you know, it's hard. I mean, it's okay for me. I'm just one person and it's fine. But, you know, for families, you know, teenagers with each out of house and home, you know. Uh-huh. It's hard to be buying organic for them, but anyway, there you go.
I'd love people to realise that majority of the primary produce goes to middleman. Like the middleman makes the money. It's not the person in the field, that's for sure. Farmers can't compete with that. They really can't. We're not getting a margin at all if you sell to the big guy.
That's Fergal Smith of Moyhill Farm in County Clare, ending John Cook's report from the Farmers Market. Now, coming up in the next hour in the programme, we'll have the latest from Belfast as counting in the local elections gets underway. Plus, can allowing your child to take risks be the best thing for them? And in a week that saw a blockade at an asylum centre, the Thánaiste raises questions too about the triple lock. The gathering will debate the big stories of the week. Right now, though, we'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.